A significant portion of the world's population does not have access to affordable energy. They face living conditions that we in the developed world, the United States and Europe and other places, would deem dire. Access to energy improves a community's quality of life. It correlates with a significantly higher life expectancy, reduced poverty and malnutrition, and higher levels of childhood education. But on the other side of the equation, there's no question that energy use does lead to effects on the climate. So we as a society, as a company, as an industry, must address both of these issues in tandem as we move forward. We see GDP doubling by 2040 as economies grow both in the OECD and the developing world. At the same time, people, the number of the population, will increase by 1.6 billion people to a total of 9.2 billion. This is about a 22% increase. Note that GDP grows faster than population due to significantly higher living standards for billions of people. While this is ongoing, demand increases about 20%. And this is a reference to or due to the slower, it's slower than GDP due to technology increases and advances as well as efficiencies. Note that this combined or this increase of 20% is roughly equivalent to the current energy demand of North America and Latin America in 2017. At the same time, we see carbon emissions increasing only by about 5%. And this is due to a shift to lower carbon fuels plus efficiency gains, which help global emissions peak during the 2030s and then begin to decline. Over that time horizon, there will be abundant supplies of energy and living standards increase while the carbon per unit of GDP goes down substantially, about 45%. Society's progress is intrinsically related to energy. Access to affordable energy is a critical enabler of higher living standards, including longer life and a healthier life. This chart basically tells two stories. The index on the left, left-hand margin, is the UN's HDI, or Human Development Index, which is a measure of achievement on three dimensions: healthy life, intellectual and skills development through education and training, and standard of living. And the bottom axis is energy demand per capita. And the two stories are essentially those countries in blue, typically on the right and higher. And this is the OECD with abundant energy, access to energy, and efficiencies in technology. Whereas the non-OECD is essentially in the lower left, where they are going to be needing a lot more energy in the next few years to improve living conditions. This box represents approximately 50% of the world's population who live in countries with low to medium HDI. As these economies grow, the demand for energy increases as people want more of the modern conveniences of life: appliances, cars, transportation, air transport, education, medical supplies, and medical treatment, etc. In the countries represented by the red dot, the average education level is about 5 years. As these populations move up the HDI index on the left, they will move to the right and have higher energy per capita use. Economic expansion is the key driver to energy demand. By 2040, the non-OECD will account for one half of the global GDP, which is up from one third today. And the non-OECD grows twice as fast as the OECD. If you look at this broken out by country, China and India's growth rate is roughly equivalent to the entire OECD combined. So the non-OECD expansion means a robust demand for energy up to 2040 and beyond. Access to modern energy enables economic expansion and improves the quality of life. As income grows, people want more conveniences, as I just mentioned, homes, appliances, transport, medical treatment. And as the GDP grows faster than the population, average income rises everywhere, albeit with regional and country variances. Note China. Its GDP per capita will increase or triple by 2040 versus 2017. And this will account for about 75% of the OECD. India grows faster than China, but remains below the global average. Africa only achieved about a 50% increase.